Hello, people of the internet. My name is Alex Birchnell, your host of Queer Christian Family Values Podcast. And today we're actually going to be looking at some scripture. We're going to be looking at Acts, actually, from chapter 8, verse 32. And we're going to be reading that. It's going to be dealing with eunuchs and how we can draw correlation, whatever the word is, we can draw that with the eunuchs and LGBTQ people. And the reason I wanted to read this is because it's really hard to find representation for ourselves in the Bible or expressly stated, because if you've read God and the Gay Christian by Matthew Vines, and I agree with it, that the Bible really doesn't touch on gay and LGBTQ plus identities, really, because they didn't have a knowledge of it. All they understood was people acting against their norm for them, or using it as a form of lust or a power struggle or pederasty, which was the early form of pedophilia as we know it today. So I wanted to read it, and honestly, I think I'm going to actually just start in verse 26 when I read it. That way we can get the full story of Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch, and we'll talk about why this story is so profound in the Jewish culture, or now the way, as the early Christians called it. But we'll start reading. And this is from the NLT, the New Living Translation. That's what I'm using. That's my preferred method just because it's easier for me. And it was the very first Bible translation that I ever read. So we're going to get started. As for Philip, an angel of the Lord said to him, "Go south down the desert road that runs from Jerusalem to Gaza." So he started out, and he met the treasurer of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority under the Candake, the queen of Ethiopia. The eunuch had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and he was now returning. Seated in his carriage, he was reading aloud from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Holy Spirit said to Philip, "Go over and walk along beside the carriage." Philip ran over and heard the man reading from the prophet Isaiah. Philip asked, "Do you understand what you're reading?" The man replied, "How can I unless someone instructs me?" And he urged Philip to come up into the carriage and sit with him. The passage of scripture he had been reading was, "He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb is silent before the shears, he did not open his mouth. He was humiliated and received no justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth." The eunuch asked Philip, "Tell me, was the prophet talking about himself or someone else?" So beginning with this same scripture, Philip told him the good news about Jesus. As they rode along, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, there's some water. Why can't I be baptized?" He ordered the carriage to stop, and they went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. The eunuch never saw him again, but went on his way rejoicing. Meanwhile, Philip found himself farther north at the town of Azotus. He preached the good news there and in every town along the way until he came to Caesarea. So, that was a long chapter, but I find it really interesting, and it talks about how the Spirit can guide you, and there's a lot to break down there. First of all, in Jewish culture, the eunuchs were untouchable, untouchables, meaning that they weren't supposed to interact with them at all. They were considered abominations. Now, the term abomination is different than the way we use it now. That term means it goes against the norm. It's something that Jewish people don't see as the norm, or they consider it unclean. There's various different ways that you could interpret that. But eunuchs were a set of people much like the Gentiles, where they were seen as other and were not worthy of God in their Jewish culture. Now, the cool thing about Jesus coming is that he opened the door to everyone. So now nobody is left out of the new covenant, the grace that he has brought in. Everybody is now welcome into the kingdom of God. And Paul, who used to be Saul in the Bible, was the first to bring the new the way is what it's called in their time period, but was able to bring the message of Christ to the Gentiles. Well, Philip baptized a eunuch who was seen as somebody that could never enter God's kingdom, but now because of Jesus, he was able to baptize somebody that was considered other. And so eunuchs were individuals who most of the time were castrated, and they tend to be male, but either way, they had a different sexual ness, I don't know how to the word, than everybody else. And oftentimes they were used as servants to the women or the wives of, you know, pharaohs or government officials, because they knew, first of all, they're not going to try to do anything with the women, and they were seen as higher than a normal servant because of who they were. But in the Jewish faith, they were seen as something that they needed to stay away from. And I can just see a lot of parallel I can't think of the word right now. I can see a lot of correlations between the LGBTQ plus community and eunuchs. And I thought that that would be a really cool Bible verse to really read and talk about, because the fact that I just can't get over the fact that he was baptized in the blood of Christ. And I'd love to hear what you all think. I wanted to make this kind of a little bit of a short podcast, because it was really just scripture. And I sometimes think that as a Christian podcast that is here to promote inclusion for the LGBTQ plus community, I can often lose sight of our foundation, if you want to say, which is scripture, which is the Bible, which is Jesus. And I think that with all of our activism, we sometimes just need to step back and start where we came from and understand why we do what we do. And the story of Philip baptizing the eunuch is a good example. Is we're bringing people that otherwise would not have access to our faith or be welcome to our faith, and we're bringing them into the kingdom of God and showing them love and acceptance without any strings attached and no judgment. And that's what QCFV is here for. And I'd love to hear what you think. Drop us a line at queerchristianfamilyvalues@gmail.com. Check out our website, which is queerchristianfamilyvalues.com. Check us out on our Patreon, patreon.com/QCFV. We are always looking for sponsors, and you might find yourself in our next episode, or you can actually decide our next episode topic. And yeah, look out for everything else coming, and we will see you in the next one. Bye.